20 in a row, 97.5. Why Country? Nobody plays more country. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show, and it's time for the Why Country Medical Minute. So we bring in Rose from the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network. And Rose, we are seeing some really mild temperatures. We're starting to get an increase of warming up because, well, it's officially spring now.
The snow is almost gone, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Where do you still see snow? Because I have just a little patch, but is there something somewhere in your yard or anywhere that you see that still has some hanging out?
Well, at our main facility in Cassopolis, we had a big mound of snow, so it's just taking a little bit longer than normal to melt.
Sure, there you go. Well, I can't wait for it to be gone for you then, because once that's officially gone, then you can actually feel like, you know what? We are almost there to beach time. But with that, sometimes we need to work a little extra on getting outdoors and enjoying the nice weather and maybe getting our beach bods ready, if you will.
Well, and even more importantly than just getting your beach body ready is the importance of physical activity. A lot of people say, oh, go work out. Well, why? And I do like to point out why physical activity is important. Emotional health. I know everyone has anxiety and stress, especially from work, but it can decrease depression, lower chances of anxiety and stress. Physical activity allows you to move around easier, especially, you know, just at work or when you get home doing chores. And it also allows for a longer and healthier life.
Yeah, and I'll agree, too. It's a really good stress relief when you hear somebody, oh, I need to go blow off some steam. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go for a run, or I'm going to go for a walk or whatever. I've picked up doing a little bit of very, very amateur, as in myself, boxing. So using a punching bag, and that helps in that kind of exercise. Whatever you can do to get your body and your heart rate up, that's the way to do it. But this also helps prevent some diseases that you can possibly get.
Absolutely. It decreases the chances of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and stroke. And I do want to point out, it really does help you sleep better at night.
Absolutely. I tell you what, when you get a good, when you start getting in the same rhythm of getting, you know, maybe three times or four times a week going to the gym, I tell you what, you are going to sleep like a baby for sure. But how much are we supposed to get? How much time are we supposed to be actually working out?
We'd normally say about, you know, 2 hours and 30 minutes a week. Now, you do split that up. We're not saying, hey, go work out for 2 hours and 30 minutes at the gym tonight. Split it up between, you know, 3 or 4 days. Don't set goals that are unrealistic. We all know you're not going to work out 7 days a week. So pick 3 or 4 days and go with that.
Yeah. So if I were to work like 25 minutes a day, I'd be fine. Every day, though, I can make it happen.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and once you get into the groove, too, like you said, it'll just be a normal habit.
Yeah. What about kids, though? If we're getting them ready for summer vacation, what should they be doing?
Children 6 to 17 years of age should do 60 minutes or more of physical activity a day. So, you know, let them run outside with their soccer ball or throw them a football and just have some fun outside. Children 2 to 5 years old, you know, there's really not a specific amount of time required or recommended. Just have them go outside and enjoy the fresh air.
Love that idea. So if we want to revisit this information, where do we go, Rose?
Go to CassFamilyClinic.org.
Excellent. Thank you. And we will talk with you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
It's the Why Country Medical Minute on 20 in a row, 97.5 Why Country. Nobody plays more country. It's brought to you by our friends at the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network.